At WCSG, our bullpen is where your WCSG DJs spend time warming up and getting ready for your family-friendly morning show, the most music for your midday, and the ride home.
I'm Jeremy.
I'm Amanda.
I'm Tom.
I'm Steve.
And I'm Brittany.
Welcome to the bullpen.
Good job, Steve.
Well, you know, tomorrow's Halloween, so...
Yeah. It reminds me of the ghost levels in Super Mario, is what that voice reminded
me of.
I always called the little skeleton guys crackle me bones, because when you would like jump on top,
Fun stuff. Yeah. Welcome to the bullpen. Thanks so much for
they're called dry bones.
Taking us with you wherever you go. The holidays are around the corner. It kind of feels like Christmas is starting to arrive everywhere. In fact, Christmas movies have already started to hit the Hallmark Channel. I gotta admit, guys, my wife and I have already watched two.
That surprises me not at all.
Okay.
And so we have a game we want to play. We have a jar full of Hallmark Channel holiday movie titles. We'll pass it around. We'll each draw a title out and share what we think the plot is. Steve,
These are actual titles from actual Hallmark movies.
An actual mason jar.
Just Hallmark or Lifetime also?
Hallmark. Only Hallmark.
Okay. Here's what we've got. The title of this movie is...
I'm so excited.
Christmas Made to Order.
Oh, yes!
It's a new app, a new internet service, where I want to have an 1805 Christmas.
Oh, perfect.
So I go online, I look at the different costumes available, I look at the different kinds of decor of that era, and I hit enter, and before you know it, there's a whole crew that shows up at my house.
That's nice.
They're like, take away your heat.
Exactly.
Exactly. No more modern conveniences.
Yes, all of the idyllic ideas that you had, they show up and they're like, hello, Governor. We're here to have Christmas with you. And they.
You're chock full of voices this week.
Oh, yeah. I don't know what it is. I think I'm inspired by the impending chili that we talked about earlier. But so it's made to order. One person wants to have Christmas on the planet Mars and what that might look like. And so it's
just potatoes.
Yeah. Yes, with Mark Watney. Is that his name?
There be some sort of peril because people are like, this isn't what I expected. Now, how do I get out of it?
Of course. Where it leads you to in the third act is where everybody in all the different scenarios realize
there's no place like home.
There's no place like home. I had it the best in my own reality of Christmas. And so now what does it take to get back to, 2018 Christmas with my loved ones who have all shunned me because I tried the crazy Christmas to order. So trying to find them and go and get them and bring them back to,
I feel like it would be less found on Hallmark or Lifetime, more found as part of like Black Mirror on Netflix.
Yes. Yeah, or like the Sci-Fi Channel or something. Yeah, yeah. But I like
it. Yeah, you're right.
No, still good. Still good. I'm not poo-pooing your idea. This is amazing storytelling.
I love it. No, it's
that
very good.
That was really good, Steve. Okay. I would tune in for that.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. Well done. Thank you.
Who stars in it? What actress?
Well, I feel like Kirk Cameron has to make an appearance at some point along the way. And I don't know. Okay. I was going to say Kevin Sorbo, but now we're into like Christian movie channel movies.
Got it. All right. Pass the jar. Who's going next?
Okay. Homegrown Christmas.
Ooh.
Hmm. Go many different ways with this one. Okay.
Yeah.
Homegrown Christmas. Let's see. Well.
Especially with the upcoming vote.
Yeah, we're just.
Sorry.
No, that's exactly. Yes. Yeah. Okay. So we are. Oh, do I. Is this what I like legitimately think it probably is?
Just make up a movie.
Okay.
Make up a story.
So
make
the
up
movie.
Story towards the title.
The movie is loosely based on a joining of Little Women and every other Christmas movie that takes place a long time ago, where they have had a decent harvest. This family has had a decent harvest. They live in the middle of Virginia, Think like White Christmas, you know, that little farm? Yeah. It's there. Okay.
Okay.
So they've had a decent harvest, but they were preparing to sell everything, you know, like take all of their produce items to harvest, and a really bad storm hit, and the train that was carrying all the produce blew up. So they went from having like these like grand plans for all of the neighbors and hosting the town Christmas at their home, to now we don't have anything. And so the Stevens family, they always host this yearly party.
Stevens family.
Yes, yeah, the Stevens family. They always host this yearly party, but now because they have nothing. And they're really prideful people. And so they don't want to admit, you know, their need.
So nobody knows.
Yes. But Jenny Stevens, who is being courted by John Smith.
Of course.
Actually spills the beans by accident. And so John Smith finds out.
They had beans? I didn't think they had.
Well,
that was the problem in the first place. All those beans got spilled.
It exploded.
Yeah, actually, yeah.
So John and his friend group decide that they are going to help. So everybody, every family in the town comes together and brings something. And so on Christmas Eve, when they host their party, it is a truly homegrown Christmas that the community brings together.
I can see the bushels piling up.
The mom of the Stevens family,
swelling.
The mom of the Stevens family is the woman who played Christy. Do you remember that show?
No.
Dang it.
I know what show you're talking about, but I never watched it.
Shoot. Yeah. Okay, that was like the show your grandma always watched because it was like super wholesome and good. Yeah. So that joke was lost on you people, but anyway, she's the mom.
Story.
Yep.
I bet.
Well done.
Thank you.
Yes.
Very good. Very good.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. The movie I have chosen is called A Shoe Addict's Christmas.
Oh, prime time.
What?
Yes, this is perfect.
This is the one you wait until 8 o'clock for.
Yes.
Why?
Because it's about addiction.
It's got the prime time spot.
Yeah, it's got the prime time spot. Yeah.
I think the story begins in a shopping mall, and there's a Santa, and he's there, and he has to go every day and sit in his chair and greet the kids, and every day he also sees this woman.
Yes.
Going to various stores, and every store she goes into, she buys a new pair of shoes.
Ooh.
And he thinks, okay, it's fine the first day or first 2 days. Maybe she has a big party. Mm-hmm. Maybe she has a vacation coming up.
She's doing Christmas shopping.
Yes. Maybe she has a reason to be buying all these shoes. But by week two, he's realizing that it's a problem.
Mm.
And so one day, he gets an elf to cover his shift.
I'm sure the Santa suit will fit.
Yes.
Yeah.
And he follows the woman out to the parking lot.
Mm.
Hey, question. Just for my own mental imagery, how old is this Santa?
He's
is this like a nice old man or is this?
60-year-old Santa.
All right. Okay, perfect.
Okay. He's the one that has a legit
beard
that's actually on his
face. Okay. Yes.
He doesn't smell like meat and cheese.
Good.
So he's a nice Santa.
Yes.
And so he follows her out to the parking lot. And at first, she doesn't see him. And she opens up her car and he sees inside the car that is full of shoes.
Oh, no.
So many shoes. Like the back window is full of shoes.
Oh,
the whole back seat is full of shoes. And he says, "Ma'am, I'm concerned about you." And then it turns out this is a really horrible story. And then Hallmark Channel.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then she says, "Santa, I need your help delivering these shoes for my mommy, please."
Yes.
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 Yeah. He's heard this song a lot.
Yes.
He knows he's aware of the problem.
She's going to meet Jesus tonight.
Yeah.
I wanted to have a large selection of footwear.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
She takes the shoes to the hospital and lays them out in front of the mom. And the Santa is there saying, "You're going to meet Jesus soon, but we want you to be well-dressed." And the mom in the hospital is so thankful. She picks sensible flats because she wants to look good, but also run into the pearly gates.
Yes.
And the person, woman who bought all the shoes is Candace Cameron.
Yes.
Of course it is.
So there's my story.
Oh, that's really
okay.
Nice. Beautiful. I think we're all moved.
Something faintly familiar about that.
Gingerbread Romance.
Ooh. Oh.
A gingerbread romance.
Yeah. So this all takes place at a little bakery. A little
I love it already.
Yeah, a little bakery owned by Mrs. Garrett from The Facts of Life, the woman who played her.
Yes.
So,
she just passed away recently, didn't she?
I hope not.
I mean, the movie was done before she died.
Yes. Good, yes, yes, please, yes. Let's let it be that. So so she owns this bakery, and Adam Levine plays
Adam
the...
Levine.
Yeah, he plays the main character.
Wow.
He goes to this bakery every day.
But he never eats any of it, obviously.
Yes. Well, no, he buys it. You're right. He buys cookies, gingerbread cookies. But every day he comes in, he buys a dozen of them. And Mrs. Garrett's just, she's curious. He comes in every day, buys these cookies all the time. And she begins to wonder, what is this rock star up to? And
so it's like Adam Levine for real.
No, no, but okay, I'm just
like
kind of,
he's a rock star character?
He's not a rock star at all. We know that. Okay. And it's kind of like the backstory. Anyways, no, he's a teacher.
It's a wink to the audience.
Yeah, he's a teacher at a local school. Mrs. Aww. Garrett doesn't know that though. So he comes and buys these cookies. Every day. One day, Mrs. Garrett closes the shop early to follow him and see where he's bringing these cookies. And it turns out that he's bringing them to a little homeless shelter down the street. Aww. And he's met a couple of families who have kids that live there. So he's bringing these cookies to them every day. And no toothbrush or toothpaste. Which is kind of mean because he's giving them all the sugar.
Yeah.
But anyway, we'll get into that later. But she realizes
Five song.
Is it really?
Yes.
That's so great. Yeah, wow, it all ties really in.
Wow.
So she realizes though as he walks away that he's got this sadness over him, that there's an emptiness in his life. So Mrs. Garrett has a niece who she knows and she wants to them to meet each other. So one day when Adam Levine's character Michael comes in, Mrs. Garrett's there and she's like she gives him the cookies and she starts to talk to him about her niece and it turns out that they end up meeting up, and what they didn't know is that the niece actually works at this homeless shelter. She's on the board of directors there, and she's been eyeing Adam for a while, and she's noticed that he's just this loving guy, and so they end up meeting and loving each other and really enjoying each other's company, That's pretty much the end of the story. Weird twists or anything.
They had a gingerbread cake instead of a.
That's yes. right. Yeah, everything gingerbread at their wedding wow. and
lived in a gingerbread house.
Nope, no. They didn't. But
okay, so feel free to edit this out. This is just for us or whatever. But man, I wish I had gotten that one because here's what came to my mind.
Please share.
Here's what came to my mind. This is just the quick elevator pitch. Okay, so. Years and years after the, you know, survivors of the SS Minnow were rescued from the island, Gilligan's great-great grandchildren want nothing more than a puppy. They want a puppy so badly. And through a long series of events we won't get into here in the elevator, it turns out that Ginger has gone on to become a dog breeder.
Perfect.
Oh. And Gilligan and his great-great-grandkids end up at her puppy farm. Oh. And it's a wonderful Christmas morning when they have their little puppies. It is a gingerbread Christmas.
Oh, that's nice. That is nice. Huh? That's nice.
All I know is you two just weave some miraculous stories, and now it's my turn.
Oh, sorry.
Which one did you get?
Well, honestly, it couldn't be more fitting.
A Super Mario Christmas.
Yes.
Well, no. This is Christmas at Grand Valley, and
right.
that's where I went to college.
Oh. What?
Wow.
Wait, this is the title of an actual...
Yes.
So you've lived this. This is actually... This is you've lived this story.
This is based on a true story.
Yes.
Movie.
Go for it, yeah.
Who plays you?
I'm going to go with... I had Joey
Levine.
Lawrence written down, but
yes.
I think we're going to go with...
Steve Carell.
Sure, yeah.
Okay.
There
Steve
you go.
Carell. I don't see him on the Hallmark Channel, but that's cool.
Yeah, all right. He has other projects. It's fine.
He's also a little on the older side for the women I picked out for this movie.
Oh, what did you pick out for women?
Danica McKellar.
Oh, Winnie Cooper.
Yeah.
So
nice.
Yeah.
The Wonder Years, same era as Life Goes On.
Is it really?
It is. Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Sorry.
How about we do? How about we just do a Wonder Years reunion? We'll do Fred Savage.
Perfect.
There you go.
I heard a rumor though that someone in this room has never seen Wonder Years.
If you have seen Princess Bride,
Does that count?
Does it not
count?
No, it does not. I don't think that's canon.
How
in
that
the
count?
Wonder
How does that even
because
count?
Because Fred Savage.
Because Fred Savage.
Oh, okay. No, he's so much younger.
You would very much enjoy Wonder Years.
Yeah. Yeah. Is it on Netflix?
All right.
No, I'm not.
No
seen
Columbo
it
in Wonder Years either. That's
true. Okay. So here's Christmas at Grand Valley. Man, this is going to be a lot harder than I thought.
Not easy.
No, it's not easy.
Well, hard memories? Bad memories?
No. I think we'll be good. Okay, so the scene is Grand Valley State University. Mm-hmm. And you open in on just the tail end of those last couple of days before Christmas break. And everybody's getting ready to wrap up with exams, and they're getting ready to head home for, you know, great holidays with their families, except for John. John, played by Fred Savage, finds out that his parents are going off on vacation. He doesn't have a place to go.
Oh.
So he's got to stay at school for Christmas break.
Yes.
He's going to help out around, you know, the school with custodial work and, you know, kind of earn the living so he can stay. Well, his kind of on again, off again friend who's a girl, and they kind of have this love interest. Her name is Bonnie. And she gets wind of this. And so what she does is she arranges with the staff, and she arranges with all of his friends to surprise him with a Christmas party. Like everybody goes off to their family, but they all come back a couple days early before Christmas break is over. Aww. So they can all celebrate a Christmas at Grand Valley for him.
And that's sweet.
And of course, there's like a mistletoe kiss at the end between the two of them.
I could see there being some kind of big snowstorm. Yes. It's like, oh, it's not going to
happen. You know, no,
the power goes out.
Yes. Oh, it might not happen. We might not all get there.
So
and just at the end.
Candles.
Yes.
Oh. Yes.
That's nice.
Oh, you know what? Here we go. This happened in real life. Okay. So there is a snowstorm. You don't know if everybody's going to get there. But at the last minute, all of a sudden, as he's waiting, like, oh, my friends are supposed to show up, he sees this orange blinking light. And it's the light on the top of a mail truck, and it's leading everybody onto campus.
Oh,
because mail trucks are the only trucks that can really get through all kinds of weather.
Perfect.
So, but yeah, the reverse of that happened. My sister got married at Grand Valley, and it was during a really nasty snowstorm, and we followed a mail truck on the way back home. Yeah.
That's really cool.
Wow.
One of the guests was a mail carrier. So.
And drove his mail truck to the wedding?
Apparently.
What?
Apparently.
Okay.
Could the cafeteria be shut down? There's no food, and then they have to eat all of everybody's Swiss Colony catalog orders from the mail truck?
All the sausages?
You said all of everybody, and I'm like, whoa, that just took a turn for the worst.
Yeah. No.
You'll find this on AMC
now. They ate each other. It was horrible.
But Tom, that's a thing you order petty fours, and they are amazing and delicious.
They are. I have had just an affinity for the Swiss Colony since I was a child, and now that I'm an adult, I can actually order it. So I dreamt as a child that I'd one day order Swiss Colony food, and now my dreams have finally become a reality.
Yes.
And I am a man.
Wow.
with my little petty fours.
But you bought them with your own money that you earned.
Yes.
That's right. My man
well,
money.
Well done in all the storytelling.
Those were good.
There are so many
movies. Heartfelt. We could do this again.
Man. Would You Rather is always a fun time, and it has been a bit since we've challenged each other with some of the tough choices that we come up with. So off we go. Brittany, give us a Would You Rather.
Okay. Would you rather drink all of your food from a baby bottle or wear visible diapers for the rest of your life?
Ooh, boy.
Hands down, the food through the bottle.
Baby
thing.
Bottle in it over here, too.
So anytime you go out to eat with anyone, you're like, hold on a second. I got to hit my bottle.
Wait a minute. Invisible diapers. Can I still wear pants?
He said visible diapers.
No, it says
diapers.
Visible diapers.
Oh, okay. Wow, because that got really creepy. I'm sorry. You might want to edit that out.
I'm so sorry. Invisible diapers.
That's why I went straight for the bottle.
The thing with invisible diapers, though, Tom.
And wouldn't we all if we were wearing
them? Yes.
They would be only diapers. Be invisible for a brief period of time.
No, here's the thing. But the invisibility renders everything within those
Puffy.
Diapers invisible.
Oh.
So
oh,
it's like your
that.
Torso,
like
then a blank
cloak.
Space, and then legs.
Oh, that's good. Right. That's good. I'll wear those anyways.
Okay, yeah. Explain the bottle thing again. All your food has to go through the bottle?
Yes. So,
you have to blend your food up so it's drinkable.
All of your food from a baby bottle.
In every eating situation,
you need to be eating it through a bottle.
Would it be served to you in a bottle, or would you have to like, I got to get my blender out, I got to put all the stuff in there, and then in the restaurant it's super loud, you got the ninja thing going.
The baby bullet.
The
So it's I have the baby bullet. We ordered the baby bullet. You get off the baby bullet. It is very useful.
Okay, I might. I like food, but I don't know if I'd like to drink it. I might go with the diapers.
I feel like I could avoid eating situations. I could just eat privately.
Which I do anyway.
Yeah. You still have to do it with a bottle.
I know. But I'm not like eating in public. I'm not sucking on a bottle. I go and I take care of that privately. Yeah. And then I
like I do everything.
I would just wear the rest of my superhero outfit
so it doesn't seem
you just get
like
red ones and then just wear the rest of your.
Do you with the foods have to be all blended together if you were having like a steak dinner? Or could I have a bottle of steak, a bottle of potatoes?
Separate bottles.
Yeah, I mean, so you could kind of like mix it up a little.
Oh, that's the best.
Because if it's going to all be mixed together, like that's gross. That doesn't taste good.
Yeah, that's what I was picturing. But are you saying it could be separate? You're the rule maker on this one.
I'm just saying it just says drink all of your food from a baby bottle. So it's all, I mean, it all has to be the consistency of being able to drink from a bottle.
Right, liquefied.
So maybe it's separate bottles, but it's... Yeah, it's like diapers. Beef broth top. I mean, that's tops what you're going to be able to get.
I'm excited about this. I'm going to lose weight.
Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. And I look real good in my diaper.
You go down a size. You go down. Two T.
You know when your kid's like in a size 6, like, we need to potty train immediately. Yes. Like, these are adult briefs.
All right.
I think I would choose bottle still.
Yeah, totally.
I said diapers.
I'm going with the bottle, and I just excuse myself when I get hungry. I just go eat privately.
That's awesome.
What about you, Brooke?
Oh, I didn't really think of an answer. But I really love food.
Yeah.
I think probably... I mean, I'm going to say visible diaper, but... I'm going to say it's visible in the sense that it's just puffy under all your stuff.
Oh, that changes. It's not like over.
So like, you know, like when kids, like when little kids like have leggings on over their diaper, it's just like diaper butt. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You're forever bunchy, True. Always making crinkly noises.
That's true. Yep. That's true. Shoot. Okay.
And you kind of waddle when you walk.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Well, still, I don't know.
Man, I don't want to eat blended pizza.
No.
No, I'm just disturbed overall. Just disturbed.
All right.
Next.
Good job, everyone.
I'll go next. Would you rather? Gonna get a little philosophical here.
Oh boy.
Would you rather know the exact circumstances, date, and time of your own death, but not be able to tell any of the people in your life?
Oh.
Or all the people in your life know the exact circumstances, date, and time of your death, and they're not able to tell you?
Oh. Second option.
Yeah.
Because I feel like you'd get some serious love as you were getting closer to that date.
Right.
And you would be like, I don't know why these people are being nice to me, but I'll take it. And then you end your life feeling like people care about you.
Yeah, but wouldn't you just like be, I mean, okay, is it everybody knows?
Yeah.
Okay. So then like what happens when you're at work and your boss is like, yeah, so we're thinking we're going to ask you to kind of step back a little from your responsibilities. Oh. Or like there's all these, or like you call in for your doctor's physical or something and they're like, no, that's okay.
You don't need to come in.
You know
you're
what
good.
I mean? Like,
or
then
your insurance
just be,
is like, oh, yeah, we can't cover you.
Yeah,
anymore.
Like then
past
you're like, oh,
date.
It's got to be coming up.
You try to get a
so
loan.
So you don't get any renewal from the Secretary of State.
You try to get a loan.
Yeah, there's no super
second mortgage
out.
On the house. Ain't happening. No. Mm-hmm.
Your supervisor actually says, could you spend the next 2 weeks training this person on everything you do in your job?
Oh, they know. Do you know that everybody knows?
No.
We've got a firm deadline on this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, we need this in by 2:15 tomorrow.
My brain went to what you thought. Like, just I think people would really want to take care of you towards the end, and that would be a really special way to finish. But I didn't think about people like utilizing that for negative.
Yeah.
But I'd also rather not know.
Yeah, I'd rather know. I think it because it's a burden to know when you're going to die or when someone else is going to die. Mm-hmm. And
right.
I wouldn't want other people to have that burden.
You'd
want to know the time of my death.
The burden of a shocking. I mean, I'm just thinking of my situation with my kids. Like, oh my gosh, mom's gone.
Yeah.
You know, like it would be nice to maybe
they have,
give
like,
them
some
a little
lead up time.
Heads up, like fight over my stuff now while I'm still here so I can still referee you.
Or let's go do fun things.
But you don't know why they're fighting over your stuff. So you're like, stop. What are you doing fighting over all my stuff?
This is my stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
What would you say, Steve?
I'd take a third option. which is I know all the circumstances and the date and time of everybody else's death, but I can't tell them.
No, all of this just
that's
means...
That's a lot to keep in your brain.
And yes. all of this just means I'm walking around sad all the time.
That would be a lot. That would be a heavy burden to bear. Or
you're taking care of people. You're loving them. You're, you know.
So I would choose... Wait, what's the one where I don't know?
The one where people
where everybody
know.
Everybody else
does.
I choose that one.
Yeah, same. And I'm just going to err on the side that people are going to be kind.
Yeah, mm. good.
Yeah.
Hang out with good people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If I there start you running go. The board, yeah. you're going to know why.
Yep. Oh, no. Oh, no.
I'm just Jeremy, curious, just Jeremy. Can you show me? I'm just curious. Yeah.
Well, you know, everybody passes away at some point.
Hit the jingle.
Yeah.
We're going to hit the jingle right now. Get out. All right, I'll go next. Okay. Would you rather have a device that allows you to travel 1 hour into the past or 1 hour into the future?
If I'm at the dentist, in the future.
Do I have to go back?
No. Well, what do you mean?
Like, could I just say I'm going to skip forward over this hour? So, or do okay. I have to, like, go and then come back to current time?
Nope. So if you're going to go back, you're going to have to relive the hour you missed, obviously. Okay. If you go forward, you skip that hour.
That one. Oh, okay? Man. That
but
one
you don't
sure.
get both. You only get one.
Fast forward, for sure.
Okay.
Is this a one-time deal?
No.
So how does this work? You've got a time machine, hour forward, hour back. You mm-hmm. choose whenever you want to use it, you can?
Yep.
But you can
once
only,
a day. How about
can,
that?
Okay, but, you can, but it can only do one or the other. You can't do both.
Correct.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
So you can't, like, if you go back and out, if you go forward an hour, you can't go back.
Man. Let me ponder.
I think in life there are more things I want to skip than relive.
Yes, correct. That's
so I think I would rather go forward. Unless it was like, I really would love to relive that vacation, but not much of that happens in my life. So
I'd rather go backwards. Yeah, because if I go forwards, I'm going to be freaking out about the things I missed. What if I missed something important that
well,
is...
Well, you get
is,
to choose. You get to choose when you go forward.
Yeah, but still, what if something happened during that hour? Like something that was integral to my mindset.
You're thinking, oh man, I want to skip this next hour. Let's just jump to 6 o'clock or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And then... Everybody's talking about, oh man, can you believe that? And you're like, what?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, it was just 10 minutes ago.
I just think that hour hole is going to make me nuts.
Yeah.
And it would be there. Every time it's there, it would be it would compound.
See,
it'd be a wreck.
I wouldn't
And it would just be
it.
Complete static. You wouldn't know anything about it. Even people tried to explain it to you, you would have no knowledge.
Right.
It's like when you have surgery.
But you'd
when
know
they
you
put
did
you
it.
Under. Yes. Yeah. Like, yeah. You skip forward and have no clue what
right,
happened.
Right,
right. Oh, that's kind of...
Yeah. I want to say go back an hour, except that if I keep doing that, by the time I get to, you know, whatever, age 70, I'm that much older because I have... doubled up on several hours between, you know what I'm saying? Like,
your skin is aged.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And I guess you don't have to relive the unpleasant things. You get to choose when you use it.
Right.
So it's not like, I have to go over that dentist appointment 8 times.
Right.
You know, you just.
Yeah, but that's why I feel like, I mean, really, you wouldn't want to use this very often. This isn't a tool that you would just whip out all the time.
Could you just peek your head into it, like, for an hour, and then, like, maybe you could have an old man head and a young man body?
I pictured it as a watch, and you just push a button kind of thing. But
yeah.
So that's, like, I'm getting ready to drive up to my grandparents that live 4 hours away. Boop,
no,
not only 3 hours.
That's kind of nice.
Yeah.
That's what I'm, or, there's like, that. I know grocery shopping will take me an hour. Boop, now it's done.
Right. Mm-hmm. But what if you're like in the car and you got that long drive and you go forward an hour and you're in a car crash?
I couldn't have avoided it anyway.
Yikes. I'm just
or
saying.
What if you were...
where are you going to end up like an hour later? Where will you be?
If you were grocery shopping...
You're going backwards.
Yeah.
You're going backwards.
Oh, man.
I am.
You're going forwards.
Yep.
Sure.
You're going forwards?
I think I've changed my mind.
Yeah.
If I can choose when to use it, I would go back.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
It's because up
to
you like...
To relive the good...
Well, and also that moment where, you know, there's some kind of banter going on and you just missed the opportunity to say something and an hour later you remember, I should have said this.
You know
boom,
me.
I'm gonna. No,
you
don't
always come back.
You don't have
quick.
That problem, Amanda.
No,
you always have that answer. Mm-hmm.
And also someone wise told a lot of us the other day, like, sometimes when life is hard, as much as you want to go around the pain, you have to go through the pain in order to learn the things.
Yes,
and
sometimes twice.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm. Okay, cool.
All right, I'll go next. Would you rather be mauled to death by a bear or live out the rest of your days at the mall? You can't visit the food court. You can only eat at the cured meat kiosk.
The what?
cured meat kiosk.
Shepherd's Farm.
Yes.
Yeah.
Ugh.
What is my survivability outcome from a mauled bear attack.
Oh, you're going to die.
Well, so it's death or live in the mall?
I
mean,
can I like choose where the bears are going to maul me first so like it's quick and painless?
Or when? Totally, yeah, maul anywhere. All right. Except for the mall, strangely enough.
Okay, perfect. I'm going to choose that one. That bear is going to come at me when I'm like 89 years old.
Yeah.
While I'm sleeping.
Okay, cool.
The mall one again. Tell me the mall one again. I have to live in the food court?
No, you have to live at the mall for the rest live of your mall, life. You cannot visit the food court.
Do I have to pay rent at the mall?
No, it's free.
Then I'm living at the mall.
Live in the Brookstone store.
Yeah, you can
I can sleep at a different store every day.
You can only be in the Apple store.
There's so many people.
No, you can only eat at the cured meat kiosk, though.
I love cured meat.
Okay, good. All
right. I have a question. Yeah. Is security aware that I am a resident of the mall?
Or am I having to sneak around?
Or am
around?
I always having to
that's
avoid
a good question.
Security?
Yeah, no, so you're dodging things.
I'm
going to
quick grab a tent from Dick's.
It's
and then I'm going to go sleep in Sears.
Yeah.
Right.
Which is no longer.
Ironically, head of security's name is Bear.
Yeah. Oh.
Which is, you know.
Yeah, it is weird.
Sorry.
It's strange. Not Paul Blart.
Yeah.
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 Oh. I'm going to be spiritual and be like, take me out, Bear. I want to meet Jesus.
Yeah.
I'm done.
Yeah. It's good.
But
good.
The mall has one of those Lifeway Christian stores. I mean, that's closer.
Think of
it
all
those Jesus figurines, the eyes follow you.
Yes. Yeah. Think about all the people watching you could do over your lifetime. That would be so great.
Or how many people you could help in the mall.
Yeah.
How many books you could read at Barnes & Noble.
I want to live at the mall. All
video
of the
games.
Just smell Barnes & Noble.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do I have to puree the meat kiosk
meat?
Food in my bottle?
Yes. You have to
and go find some
everything you
secret
chose,
corner.
Everything
to,
we choose for yes. the Would You Rather is combined into one, and that's our new life.
Can I skip ahead every hour
I can skip ahead
or
an
every
hour,
day?
But I am being mauled by a bear, and I also have diapers on.
But you could also like, hey, you know, I've always wanted to try this certain style of clothing
yes.
or whatever,
yeah.
and
yeah.
like, I don't want to commit to it.
Yeah.
And so you could just one day you're like,
fashion
I'm goth,
montage.
And one day I'm yes. you a sassy teenager.
Walk around in like super expensive shoes
yes.
that you'd never buy yourself.
You yeah. Never leave the mall, though.
It's fine. People would see me in my fancy shoes.
Okay. Yeah, I'm good. I'm living at the mall.
You're living at the mall.
You can mall walk and get your exercise in.
Yep. See, again, I'm going to lose weight living at the mall.
Good. Good. All right. There we go.
All right, Amanda, hit us with the last one.
All right. Would you rather eat meatloaf every day for a decade or only be able to listen to his music for an entire decade?
Oh, no.
Man.
Oh, no.
But we're talking, I mean, not to be too graphic, but we're talking about, like, meatloaf that you make.
Like, the dinner.
Yes.
The actual
yes.
dish.
Not him.
That right. I figured, but
oh,
I just wanted
no.
to clarify.
I would do anything for love, but I wouldn't do that.
I would not do that.
Can it be my own meatloaf, or does it have to be a meatloaf, like, from somewhere else?
It can be your own meatloaf.
Yeah, I'm doing meatloaf.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm on meatloaf, too.
You're eating the meatloaf?
Eating.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Eating meatloaf.
We're talking a decade straight.
Every day.
Absolutely.
That's all you can eat is meatloaf.
Oh, man.
That's all you can eat?
Yeah.
Oh.
Can I eat some roughage?
No.
Please.
No,
that's
you're
a
making
lot of
me
meat.
You're going to have to bake it into
all.
The meatloaf.
All right, I lied. I'm listening to meatloaf.
So much meat in my body right now.
There's a lot of meat. Yeah.
Cured meat at the mall, meatloaf for 10 years.
Yeah. Oh, man. I need to go to the doctor. I'm eating the meatloaf, though. Yeah.
Could it be like meatloaf tribute bands? Who are doing his songs,
just
but
to
it's
spice
not
things
his.
Up a bit.
Yeah, right. Could you mix that in there?
Well, I mean, Meatloaf has. I mean, we've only heard like four of his songs on the radio, but he
right.
does a very extensive
yes.
catalog.
Yes, but I feel like the more you listen to him, the more they all sound the same.
Oh,
they all
yes,
kind of start
absolutely.
To get into a. Yeah.
Can Meatloaf do covers of other bands? Can he
yes.
sing my
yes.
favorite songs? Can I send it? Him and I are obviously
yes.
going to be
see
tight.
Him covering
at
Lauren Daigle.
He wants to
I
now.
Need Lauren Daigle. Too.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that's weird.
That would be great. Just sweaty and on stage covering
Ew.
You say.
Oh Lord! Oh Lord!
Oh.
Travels. Do we have answers?
I'm going to eat the
I
meatloaf.
I love meatloaf. Oh, I love it so much.
So you're eating.
Yeah. I don't love it. That's no? how much I hate his music.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow. This is going yeah. to another level.
I think I would eat it as well because I'd be sad of what I would be missing in
yeah.
10 years of music.
Oh, right.
I love,
you're right.
I
that's
love
the thing.
Music discovery.
Well, that's the thing.
So.
It's a 10-year commitment. Yeah. Like, I think I can handle eating something for 10 years.
Yeah.
But listening
yeah, but
to something
it. That's the
is
only
almost
thing
like psychological torture for 10 years.
It
yeah,
is.
But you don't
it
have
is.
Wouldn't make it through a decade if you only ate meat.
No, you don't have to always
you could put
listen.
Things in it, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, I suppose.
You know what I mean?
You can take supplements, right? Like, I can eat vitamins.
Oh, you're going to have to gummies. Survive.
Absolutely. Yes. Yeah.
You can take the contents of your baby bottle and kind of put that in, the, massage that into the mix of the meatloaf.
Ew.
Yes.
Moisten it up a little
There you go.
That's your moist maker right there. Moist maker.
Ew. Ew. All right.
I just did that for everybody with earbuds.
Okay. Well... Wonderful.
Great, everyone.
Okay, well, as always, thank you so much for listening to WCSG's Thank you. Welcome to the Bullpen. We appreciate your support. And don't forget, you can actually join the show. So email us at bullpen@wcsg.org. We love hearing from you. And we also love when you subscribe and review and share Welcome to the Bullpen. Yes. It helps us reach more listeners. You can always find WCSG's Welcome to the Bullpen wherever you listen to great podcasts and on our website, wcsg.org, keyword bullpen.
All right, one of these things is not like the other. It's time for two truths and a lie. Mm. If you're new to this, each of us has three facts. We share them with the group. Group has to decide which one is untrue. Amanda, batter up.
I decided to do mine themed around apples since it is fall. Okay, two truths, one lie. Number one, the average person eats 45 apples every year. Mm. Number two, apples are members of the rose family.
Mm. What?
Or number three, it takes about 36 apples to make 1 gallon of apple cider.
Mm-hmm. I think the first one is a lie.
I do too.
Wow.
I think we eat more than 45 apples.
You think we eat more than?
I think we eat less than.
In a year?
I only eat meat.
I feel like I'm under that number. But is it apples, just a regular old, I am eating this apple in my hand, or like... The apples that go into the applesauce, or the apples that go into the apple pie.
You know, do you eat a lot of applesauce, Steve?
I do every night with my meatloaf.
Do you really? You put your pills in it?
Muscle mints.
Chops and apples. Oh, no.
Crush up my pills.
My great-grandma. she used to have to crush up her meds and put them in her applesauce.
We've done that before.
And now that you're 50, I just...
Shut up.
I don't know the answer to that question.
Okay. What was the number?
45 each year.
Each person. Well, I believe that apples are a member of the rose family.
Yeah,
okay. Me too.
I believe that that's a truth.
Okay.
I'm going to go with the number of apples, yes.
Okay. I'm going to do the same only because like we've gone apple picking, and I feel like my children have eaten 45 just while we're picking
apples. Just in that day.
Yes.
And I went with the first one being a lie
as well. Oh, well, you all are right. we really eat 65
Whoa.
Apples a year.
Okay.
Wow.
So that's more than one per week.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
I feel like I eat more than that.
Yeah.
Sometimes will like eat one a day.
Yeah. Well, you're making up for my number in that average then.
Nice.
Okay, how about this? My theme is no theme. It's just random.
Oh, yeah. I like this.
Good.
Yeah. Number one, Arby's curly fries were originally called swirly fries, but they found that there was too much association with the college hazing prank of giving swirlies, so they changed the name.
That's funny because their fries make me want to puke. So
I love them.
And incorporating the toilet.
Their fries
toilet.
Make me want to stick my head in the toilet.
Yes. So there's that. Number two, a mattress doubles its weight after 10 years of use.
That's really gross and probably true. That's
Steve.
Yes.
That's nasty. Oh.
Sorry. Okay.
Just might.
Shall I go on to number three?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. Number three, Ray and Edith Batman sued the Commissioner of Internal Revenue in the United States in 1951, leading to the humorous case title Batman versus Commissioner.
I think the first one's a lie.
So do I. It was very specific.
Swirly fries?
Yeah.
Steve. I feel like Batman and the Commissioner is something you would have come up with because you're clever. Like
I'm going to go with Batman and Commissioner too.
Curly fries.
Always curly fries. Huh?
Can you imagine if I was like, actually, a mattress quadruples its weight?
So that is true, though.
That is true.
Is that just like body
the
sweat?
The average mattress, you buy it, it's 60 pounds. After 10 years, it's like 130 something.
That's so gross.
That's insane.
Is that if one person's sleeping in it or multiples?
Ew.
Well, on the internet where I got this, there was a picture of it looked like a queen size.
Like a couple.
Yeah.
We've got a pretty solid cover on ours.
Yeah.
That is water resistant, hopefully skin resistant too.
Gross.
That's really gross. Yeah. Really gross.
All right. It's your own skin, I guess.
Yum.
You know,
that's
sure.
That's why you don't buy mattresses off of Craigslist.
Correct.
Oh, who'd but oh. Nobody does that.
No.
People do.
Can I just say something?
Did
oh,
you
no.
No. However, a while ago, we got a new bed situation for our son, and we set his old mattress out at the street.
And someone took it.
And as I was getting home from work, somebody is taking it away.
Yeah, that's what I want. I want that.
Ew.
Hey, honey, stop the car. Let's pick up
that
mattress.
At least you know. I mean, is it a good mattress? I mean,
you got
rid of
it. Maybe they're going to prop it up and use it to, like, shoot.
You know what?
They might have put it out in the backyard for, like, archery practice.
There, please. Let it be that.
Yes. Yeah. Yep.
An art prize exhibit of some sort.
There you go.
Your backyard wrestling or something.
Sure.
Yeah, sure. I'll go next. Go ahead. Two truths and a lie. Much like Steve, this doesn't really have a theme. A duel between three people is actually called a truel.
Is that truel or false?
Truel or false?
Most toilet paper sold for home use in France is pink, or there is a McDonald's on every continent, including Antarctica, as of 1997.
I vote against Truel.
Truel is definitely a lie, as much as I want it to be true.
Man, that was a convincing case, Steve.
But,
what was the second one?
Most toilet paper sold for home use in France is pink.
Yeah, I'm going to go with that one.
Yeah, yeah. The lie is the McDonald's.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
Nearing.
Yeah. Yeah, because
there is no way.
There's no McDonald's in Antarctica. Come on.
You cannot.
Come on.
You cannot.
It was
convincing. You cannot with a straight face say, I challenge you to
no,
a
no.
truel.
Actually, Brittany, it would be, we challenge you to a truel.
Now, come on. I
challenge you two to a truel.
It could be that.
Yeah.
I challenge the two of you to a truel.
I got this off the internet. I didn't do any
research
after the fact. So,
it's true.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm just going to believe it. We're just going to name it and claim it.
Yeah, sure.
Doing it today.
All right.
All right. Here we go. I do have a theme. It's fall related. Here we go. Although bobbing for apples is a popular game at fall parties, it actually started as a British courting ritual. Every male was assigned an apple, and then the young eligible ladies would bob for them, hoping to grab an apple of their beloved.
Aww.
Now, the second one is, when leaves change color in the fall, they are actually becoming their true color. In the summer, the chlorophyll takes over and causes them to turn green and hide their true colors.
Yes. Mm. I see your true colors.
Perfect. See your true colors.
Chlorophyll.
I want to believe that's true.
More like chlorophyll.
Diversity.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure it is.
Okay.
All right.
Last one. Some may call it fall, but the time between September and December has always officially been called autumn.
Yes.
Yeah, that's true.
So the first one's false. What was the first one?
British apple bobbing.
Courting
ritual.
Yeah. Bobbing for men.
Yeah,
bobbing for men.
Bobbin
that's
for Bob.
Actually true.
What?
Really?
False.
So the false is
The false is the autumn.
Yeah.
Up until about 1500, autumn was just called harvest. The full moon closest to the autumn equinox is known as the harvest moon. And before cities electrified, the bright light of the harvest moon was essential to farmers harvesting their late crops.
I do love that. We are seeing the leaves' true colors.
Yeah, yeah, isn't that cool?
That's
I learned
nice.
That.
Yeah,
that's
cool.
I also learned like an evergreen, like it's a, I didn't know this in school apparently, but like some of them, they're really just tightly rolled leaves, but they have a wax casing on them, which is why they stay green all year long because the chlorophyll is never able to leave.
Oh,
interesting.
Or
California.
Yeah.
Okay, mine's pumpkin themed.
Ooh.
Okay.
First, pumpkins, cucumbers, watermelon, and zucchini are all gourds. Second, carving jack-o'-lanterns is a popular tradition that originated in Mexico. Back then, however, jack-o'-lanterns were made out of turnips or potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
And lastly, a few of the first appearances of the word pumpkin was in the 1600s in the story of Cinderella.
Mm. Wow.
I'm going to go with the potato being a lie. Because you can't carve out a potato.
I feel like I've seen. I just don't know if it started that way or not. Like I've also started seeing people carving pineapples instead of pumpkins.
Oh, yeah, that's clever.
Can you give me the list of the gourds again that you just read?
Pumpkins.
Pumpkin.
Cucumber. Watermelon. Zucchini.
Zucchini. That's the lie.
I think so, too, because I believe cucumber's a fruit, isn't it?
Doesn't mean it can't be a gourd. A gourd fruit. I think a pumpkin would be a fruit. It has seeds.
Yeah.
Pumpkin is a fruit.
Is it? Yeah, oh, okay, okay, okay.
But
okay.
It's a type of fruit called gourd.
What is wrong with
I'm going to go with the last one. What was the last one?
The first few appearances of the word pumpkin was in the 1600s in the story of Cinderella.
I'm going to go with that one.
First one over here.
Mm-hmm. Has everyone guessed?
You've stumped us.
What'd
all.
What'd you say?
I don't remember. Something about the potatoes.
Oh, right.
So three,
potato.
One, two,
one.
All right, Amanda is correct, but for the wrong reason.
That happens a lot.
So it doesn't count.
You lose.
Carving jack-o'-lanterns is a popular tradition that originated in Ireland.
Ireland with
not
the
Mexico.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, Dougie, that was that small detail.
We got to get Darren Mulligan on the line.
Hey, laddie.
I was hoping to meet Adam Levine. I thought that would be my prize.
Yeah. We'll make that happen.
Sugar.
He's going to be wearing a diaper.
Yes. Well, it's time to wrap things up. This was an interesting journey for all of us.
Yes, indeed.
We will be back in 2 weeks, Tuesday, November 13th, with a new episode. As always, thanks to Dodd Morris.
Yes, thank you.
From WCSG Evening 7 to 10. We should let you talk sometime. We really should. Yeah. For running
things.
He
has to have an office in the bullpen in order to be able to talk.
You have to move in here with us.
There's a space.
Are you comfortable with that?
Yeah.
No.
He's shaking his head, though.
For running things behind the board, and Jeremy, I have been asking you what you were going to do all week long for your deep cut. Ooh. I am excited to hear what you're picking.
I got one, and you also helped me kind of get to it. But I love the Boys of Carrollton. I remember the first time I met them, I was working at another station, actually met up with them with you. Mm-hmm. We went to
a nursing home.
Was it a nursing home? I thought it was a golf course.
It was a golf course. I was there too.
Were you really?
Yes.
I'm sorry, I don't remember that.
It was the most odd artist visit ever.
It was really odd. I mean, we not only did we have a meal at the golf course, and there was just all these golf people around, but like for them to debut their song to us, we walked out to like underneath the awning
in
the parking lot. But they sounded so amazing. Mm-hmm. And you know what? These guys, I feel like for them, not only are they just good talent, but they put so much emotion into their song that you don't just like hear it and say, oh, that's a good song I like, but you feel it too, and you can feel them feeling it. I know some of the cast members have, you know, changed over the years, but I feel like the soul of them has really remained over the years. Mm-hmm. But one of the ones that I really enjoy, I see them perform it live over the last couple of years, and it's been really, I like it a lot. It's called In Between. It's from their album, the latest album, Everything or Nothing. And I just brought that as my deep cut because it's got great message, great harmonies, great emotion. And to me, it just kind of checks all the boxes.
Mm-hmm. Cool. So, awesome. Good.
Yep. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Amanda.
I'm Tom.
I'm Steve.
Happy Halloween.
And I'm Brittany.
Welcome to the bullpen.
It's easy to praise your name from the mountains, or call on you from below when everything's going right for me, or I'm feeling alone. There have been times I stood in victory, falling in defeat, but most of my time is spent in the days in between.
Oh, no, you have to live out the rest of your days at the Breton Village Mall.
Ooh.
Rogers Plaza.
West Shore Mall.
The one in Muskegon.
Kent. North Kent.
Yes. Mall.
The old Whitmark store.
Oh, Whitmark.
Now that would be a night of horrors.
Oh, I don't even know
it's
that
still
is.
There.
It's still there.
It's still got the sign.